It's now time for us to turn together in our Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 28. If you'd grab your pew Bible or the Bible that you brought with you today. Now, some of you may be asking, where in the world is Deuteronomy? Is it in the Old or the New Testament, for those of us who know? Old Testament, yes. It's part of the Pentateuch, I believe. That's the first five books of the Bible that Moses wrote for us. And so if you would turn to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12. Now, in my Bible, it's on page 202. I don't know if that helps y'all or not. Once you find that, if you would close the Bible on your finger and stand with me. Raise your Bible above your head and let's say the Bible pledge together. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Deuteronomy 28, verse 12. The Lord will open for you His rich storehouse, the heavens, to give the rain of your land in its season and to bless all your undertakings. You will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Several months ago, whenever I was planning out this teaching series, I thought it would be very important for you to actually hear from a financial expert in the community, and instead of just a preacher who's done some reading. So I wanted to ask some financial experts in the town, and you know, it just so happens that our finance team leader is a financial expert working in the bank in banks for many years, and Randy Eaton is going to speak for us this morning, which I'm really appreciative of him doing that. After the first service, I'm excited to have you hear what he has to say. But Randy, as most of you know, is a native of Warsaw, growing up in this community and in this church. His parents and grandparents attended in this church for many, many years. Upon leaving the Warsaw school system, Randy graduated from Drury University in Springfield and later received a graduate degree in banking from the University of Wisconsin in Madison. His career since college has been in finance and banking. He first worked for a large bank in Kansas City and then started the Student Loan Foundation for the state of Kansas. Upon returning to Warsaw, he has been involved in banking here for over 25 years. Please help me welcome Randy Eaton to the stage this morning.
Good morning.